Mr. President of the Assembly, Madam Director General, Honorable Ministers, Excellencies, Distinguished Delegates, I bring to you the greetings of 1.2 billion people of India. Mr. President, at the outset, I would like to extend to you my heartiest congratulations on your election as the President of the World Health Assembly and wish you success in steering fruitful and productive deliberations. I also take this opportunity to congratulate Dr. Margaret Chan and her team at WHO for successfully driving the global health agenda, particularly in the times of severe and sustained global economic downturn. Excellencies, this forum provides us an opportunity to share with the world community our progress in achieving the shared goals of the global public health agenda. It also gives us a platform to reiterate and reaffirm our commitment to those goals. I am happy that the next generation of global development goals is being discussed at length in different platforms. What has emerged is a consensus on the concept of well-being for next generation developmental paradigm. In this context, India would like to highlight the significance of health for the core values of well-being, quality of life, equity, and social justice. These values make health central to new generation of global development goals. It is important that we start by acknowledging our collective efforts in placing health at the heart of the MDGs. India has been able to make steady progress, and there have been remarkable reduction in MMR, IMR, and TFR following the massive strategic investments. An innovative safe motherhood scheme was initiated, which provides for cash assistance to pregnant women delivering in public health facilities. The number of beneficiaries has risen from 700,000 in 2006, the year of its inception, to nearly 11 million yearly since the past 3 years. Building on the phenomenal progress of this scheme, we have added another major nationwide intervention in 2011. To completely eliminate the out-of-pocket expenses for both pregnant women and sick newborn. Under this scheme, besides free antenatal and postnatal checkups, it provides free diagnosis, free medicines, free consumables, free food during hospital stay, free cesarean section, and free blood transfusion if required, and free transport to the health facility and drop back home. Similar entitlements are also available to sick newborn up to 30 days after birth. Mr. President, I am happy to further share that in February 2013, we launched another free national child health program to universally screen and manage children in the age group of 0 to 18 years for various health conditions such as defects at birth, deficiencies, diseases, and developmental delays, including disabilities. And we propose to eventually cover more than 270 million children in a planned manner, in a phased manner. And the last but not least is in the face of huge public health challenges before us, we are heartened by our success in the eradication of polio. It has been 28 months now that India has not reported a single polio case. Mr. President, this has been made possible through strong political will, continuous leadership of the program at the highest levels of the government, community participation, and active technological cooperation of World Health Organization. Mr. President, the global community has accomplished much, but more remains to be done. Therefore, we must build on the MDGs and health must remain at the core of next generation of global development goals. And even with remarkable global achievements, the MDGs can be regarded as only initial step towards attaining the highest possible levels of physical and mental well-being through equitable, accessible, and affordable health care. Here, I take the pride in informing this August gathering that we have upskilled and expanded the National Program for Prevention and Control of Cancer, Diabetes, Cardiovascular Diseases, and Stroke to effectively counter the threat of NCDs in India. Mr. President, we strongly believe that for our effective global action on the social and economic determinants of health, we must prioritize and ensure adequate funding support to the countries with huge disease burden and poverty. In this backdrop, I appreciate the efforts made by WHO under the leadership of Madam Margaret Chan for initiating reforms and financial dialogue. Before I conclude, I once again congratulate Honorable President and thank the Margaret Chan for her untiring leadership and sincere efforts at uniting the world for an agenda of better and inclusive public health for all. I thank you.